In Beijing Tuesday, families upset over the handling of Flight 370's disappearance marched toward the Malaysian embassy. It came one day after Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak announced that Flight 370 and all those on board were gone.
We wanted to inform you of this new development at the earliest opportunity.
Many would dispute that, saying the Malaysian government has withheld information from families and the media. Inmarsat, the British satellite company, told Malaysian officials 4 days after the disappearance that they had hourly notifications from the plane. Yet Malaysian officials delayed for 3 days before acting on that information. John Colia spent years with the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board investigating plane crashes. He blames Malaysian inexperience with air tragedies.
In this particular instance, what had come out certainly seemed disconnected. It seemed like they didn't follow any of the known processes that have been established for years and years.
Neighboring countries were quick to join the search, but slow to share radar or satellite information with Malaysia about possible sightings. Bud Musser used to fly the same Boeing 777 throughout Asia. Via Skype, he says it's the culture.
To save face, to not let the Indians or anybody else know that we have some weak points, or we have people asleep on the radar.
Malaysia is in a difficult position. Observers say it doesn't want to anger the economic powerhouse of the area, China, and two-thirds of the passengers were Chinese. Yet China's Global Times newspaper is running editorials blaming Malaysia's government. One editorial says Malaysia is determined to enter the ranks of developed countries by 2020. But judging from its handling of the MH370 incident, Malaysia's modernization will take far longer than this. Malaysia has a growing tourism industry, and last year, 1.8 million Chinese tourists visited Malaysia. But this could change.
There are going to be what I would say economic consequences, first off.
Niall Bowie, a political reporter living in Kuala Lumpur, spoke to us via Skype.
I was speaking to some of my Chinese friends in Beijing today, and they said, you know, we're definitely going to be boycotting Malaysia. We won't be coming to visit you anymore. You know, so I think to some extent, Chinese have a groupthink, and when it comes to this kind of scenario, so I think it could lead to a lack of, trade between Malaysia and China at the very worst.
Many watching the events unfold in Malaysia say the longer the search drags on, the greater the chance that Flight 370 becomes an unsolved mystery. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.